This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, if you were with us last time, you'll know that we shared information on several new tomato varieties which have been dubbed All America Selections. And they will be available this spring for the first time for your gardening pursuits. But those weren't the only vegetables earning that distinction. We'll cover the remainder of that list today with Ward Upham rejoining us. Ward, as you know, is a horticulturist with K-State Research and Extension. And before you describe these for us, Ward, you might remind us of the All-America selection process.
So everything that All-America Selections tests, it's not released until it's been selected. When we talk about the different awards, there's a gold award that's only given once or twice every decade. We also have national winners that do well across the U.S. and Canada. And then we have regional awards that do well in certain areas within those two countries. Mm-hmm. All the ones we have this week are national winners.
Everything that we talk about today is adapted to Kansas growing conditions. So with that in mind, let's talk of three vegetables that, in addition to the tomatoes, have been deemed All-Americans. And one is a cucumber.
And it's a mini cucumber. It's a little short cucumber. You pick these when they're 3 to 4 inches long. Okay, they'll get bigger, but they're going to be best if you pick them when they're young and are going to get about 40 fruit per plant. They are often not grown just sprawling on the ground. They are grown up. So like they can be grown on stakes, poles. What a lot of people in Kansas use is livestock panels. They work really well for this type of thing because they are tough. They're going to support that weight. And just a couple of T-posts on both sides, and you got something that's simple and works really well. Succession plants can be used in order to extend the harvest. In other words, you plant some, maybe wait a couple weeks, plant some more, that type of thing. They can extend the harvest a little bit.
And this cucumber's proper name is?
Green Light. This is Green Light.
So look for that. There's a new pumpkin out there as well. It's drawn the All-American honor.
It's called Blue Prince, and its claim to fame is it's not orange on the outside. The inner flesh is, but the outside is kind of a bluish-gray color. And so some people will like that, some people will not. But even if you don't like that coloration, the interior is very good for making pies, that type of thing. It's almost completely filled with flesh. And so if you want to harvest them and make your own pumpkin pies, this would be a good selection. Now, these fruit are about 7 to 9 pounds, so they're not huge fruit. But as I said, that interior is non-stringy, orange, savory, and sweet. So it's a really good one, especially if you want to use that material in the middle in order to make pies.
So don't be thrown off by its outward appearance. Blue Prince is perfectly good for those baking and cooking purposes.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, there is a new watermelon earning All-American status.
And that's called Mambo. And Mambo is a smaller melon. And if you look through the past on All-America selections, usually the watermelons they pick are small. Mm-hmm. They're going to be icebox type. Now, this is maybe a little bit larger than some we've had in the past. It's about 9 inches in diameter, about 11 pounds. So if you look back like at our Crimson Sweet, which was developed at K-State, it's going to be 20 to 25 pounds. This is going to be half of that. The same coloration as Crimson Sweet, just a smaller version. And it's also very quick in order to produce fruit, about 75 days from transplant. It also has a small seed cavity. Therefore, you get more flesh around where you don't have to spit out the seeds. So that's another good characteristic. So that'd be one if you want an icebox melon, fairly small one, this would be one to try.
If one's limited on their growing space, this would be one consideration.
Yes.
As far as a watermelon goes, it's called Mambo. Well, there's much more detail to all of these, and folks can learn more about them. Go to the All-American Selections website and the address all-americanselections.org. And you'll find much more information, including photos of all of the All-American selections, vegetables or ornamentals. Ward, thank you for coming over.
You bet.
Once more, that's Ward Upham, horticulturist at Kansas State University, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.